Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, as we shift into travel mode here at the second hour of the show. Joining me in the boardroom, as always, is Alex Z. Good morning. Good afternoon, Alex.
Yeah, it's afternoon now. Yeah, it's definitely afternoon now, but super excited.
This morning has been a crazy morning, and I'll just tell you why, folks. I know this has nothing to do with the show, but it's part of my world because I love it, and Alex as well. The Masters was on this morning. We're not going to give it away if you didn't see, but I was watching it, and you did say they're replaying it this afternoon.
Yeah, it seems like it's already on.
Oh, well, good. That's good, because I thought with the change of the weather and all that, does that mean, because I had my whole afternoon planned, but anyway, so this morning's been an exciting morning. The first hour of the show flew by with Diane Williams and Associates. She was on to talk about real estate. For me, frankly, and I'm the one sitting here talking to my guest, it really went by fast for me.
It did.
Yeah, I mean, she had such good content. We talked a little bit about local events going on, but we really stretched the gamut of the real estate market and what's happening in the Coachella Valley overall with real estate, which is important to a lot of people.
Yeah, and especially for people like me, you know, young, looking slowly but surely. Like, I'm not necessarily looking right now, but, you know, you still check just to see how everything is. And
well, and it's so hard to say when is a good time. In fact, I wish we would have asked Diane that. I wish she would have jumped in here with that one. Is when is a good time for younger people to start thinking about purchasing something, putting that money aside, or looking for maybe a starter property that might not be in that perfect area for you, but it's a starter property.
No. Yeah, and I think it's something that all young people should ask because, you know, situations vary.
Yeah,
and everybody's income is different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always best to know what your situation is and what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. So, and here we are, second hour of the show, travel show. So what is going on in this hour? We have Mel Doman from Orbitz is going to be calling us. Yes, Orbitz, the big company, the big travel company. It's huge, Orbitz. They contacted me to see if Mel could be on the show and talk about their tax day special. So if you're looking to book some trips, don't do it yet today because tomorrow is tax day. Let's wait and see what Mel has to say, and it might be the perfect opportunity for you to save some money and book that dream vacation that you've always wanted to go on. So it's very, very exciting, I think. I don't know. I was looking into it because at first when I saw their press release, I was worried that we wouldn't have time for them to be on the show. And when I told them the date I had open, they said, well, that's perfect because tax day is the very next day, tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Speaking of, I hope everyone has theirs done.
Get yours done. Credit Karma, if you haven't done it yet, Credit Karma is very easy.
Okay.
And you could use that, and it's free.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do find, though, free, though, depends on income, too. If you're a business, they're not free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have a lot of write-offs, they're not free. So remember that, folks. So the ones that are free, if you have pretty much a basic cut and dry tax, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, whatever.
Yeah. If it's complicated.
if it's complicated, it's not going to work. But anyway, check it out. All right. Yesterday on KESQ Channel 3, I was there. I featured Half Moon Bay below San Francisco. If you haven't been, Alex, have you ever been to Half Moon Bay?
I have not.
You and Leslie would love it. You would love it. It's such a wonderful beach community with mountains on one side, beach on the other, about 28 miles from San Francisco, but it feels like San Francisco's nowhere near it, and even though it's right over the hill. Mm-hmm. It's just such a great, great community, only 12,000 residents year-round. It's just beautiful. It's really nice. And it's quaint and charming, and there's tons of things to do. Oh, shit, sound like I'm doing the show all over again. So anyway, that was the feature yesterday on KESQ, and I'll get that up on the Traveling with Françoise website. This week, I also did more work on Artifacts and Arts Across America, which is a 501c3. It's tax deductible, and really, I'm just going to be frank with you guys out there that we've given away thousands of dollars. I mean, so much in 17 years, money worth of prizes on this show. And I know some of you are so dedicated. The reason I'm doing this is to be able to have more television shows out there. I need to get more features in the places I want to feature, kind of like a Huelhauser thing, is they have no marketing dollars. So the nonprofit is tax deductible. I'm asking you out there to now help me a little bit. And a donation of any size is appreciated. And you can do that by the homepage right now on Traveling with Françoise. And on Facebook, I do have an Artifacts and Arts Across America page on there. But it's all about bringing to you small town America that is actually the blueprint of America. So that's, you know, I'm having a little bit of a hard time explaining to people, Alex, what it's about, why we need donations. I mean, Huell Hauser actually was a nonprofit. People don't realize that. He had grant money and donations to do all that, and then PBS picked them up. It just doesn't none of this stuff just happens. You know that. You're working behind the board over there. It takes people places. You have other radio shows you're working on, the research, everything that goes along with it. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, people think that's easy. Just show up, go on the air, and that's it. No,
she just gets to travel. She travels, and you know, my cameraman, he doesn't eat, or he sleeps in the car, or whatever. No, that's not the case.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I mean, it is.
It's
like for
wonderful.
For people like you and I, but it's like any other person who loves their job. But it's also a job.
It's a job. It's a job. And it's so get out there now and support me a little bit. I would certainly appreciate it. And so there you go. And of course, you know, me and prizes, I always like giving prizes away to people. We've sent more people on the show to the tram and all these different places on trips to Arizona, to Las Vegas, to Oregon, to all over with trips that I've given away on the show and stuff. So anyway, I ask for your help. And it is tax deductible. And I know right now people are going, oh, I just paid my taxes. I just haven't even started thinking along donations yet. But start thinking now. All right, here's something that's coming up for you that is, let's see, Earth Day is going to be here on April 22nd, and we are taking next weekend off. We won't be here. Alex and I, we made we just decided that that's what we're going to do. Executive decisions on both ends here. We're taking the weekend off next weekend, so we won't be here. So I want to give you a little heads up on this. On Earth Day, Monday, April 27th, Metrolink in Los Angeles will provide free rides to all its regional rail systems.
That's cool.
That is really cool. So Earth Day is recognized in 193 companies, but it says they want people to leave their cars home on Earth Day and pledge to take public transportation. So Metrolink riders travel an average of 36 miles each way and choose safe, clean, and reliable rail service instead of driving. Every year, people who ride Metrolink reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 120,000 metric tons. That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say if just 1,000 people leave their cars at home and use public transit instead, the region receives the environmental benefits of planting a 12-acre forest, roughly the size of 10 football fields. So this is what's happening again. Celebration of Earth Day. The Metrolink will offer free rides on the Metro bus as well. Rail and bike share systems on Earth Day. The OmniTrans, a public transit agency serving San Bernardino Valley, is offering a free mobile day pass via token transit for your use, during Earth Week. And the pass link will become active on April 21st, or people can download the free token transit app that week. So for more information, go to metrolinktrains.com. So there you go. That's a big heads up. So trying to save Mother Nature, the Earth, and get you some free rides out there. And it'd probably be kind of fun to take one of those.
Yeah, and if you haven't taken a Metrolink before, it's actually pretty fun.
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah. I like it because it reminds me of a train.
It's comfortable.
Pardon me?
It's comfortable.
It is. Oh, good. Yeah. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about the crazies out there in front of you. There's some crazy driving going on right now here. All season long. I saw a lady this morning. We had donuts. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts. I saw someone in the parking lot. She parks her fancy car. I'm not going to say what kind. Takes up two spots. Just pulls in there. And she's walking around nonchalantly. And I'm seeing this on Facebook as well. And I asked her. I said, you know, you have two spots here. And she said, well, no one else was around here. I said, but this parking lot fills up really fast. And she said, oh, well, I'm leaving. Yeah, I don't get it. Folks, don't do that out there. That is just so rude.
No, it's...
So I took a picture. I'm going to post her car on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, people like that, I don't understand why you would do that. It's a common courtesy.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And I think some of the people that come in, it's almost like when you travel to a different country, you sort of feel like, oh, I'm a traveler. I can get away with anything. I mean, true, there's a mindset to that. I'm a traveler. I can get away, but it's not. No, you're just because you're a traveler doesn't mean you can get away with anything. So don't try to pull anything. So just be courteous to everyone around you. All right. On that note, we will step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have some travel news to talk about what is going on in the industry. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you in part by Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Go on out there. I met someone again the other day that we sent out to Cabot's Pueblo, and they ended up joining as well. So it is just a fascinating place to go visit. Much of the Pueblo is made from adobe style and sun-dried bricks. It is officially opened to the public, the museum in 1949, the Pueblo has four stories, 5,000 square feet, includes 35 rooms, 150 windows, 30 roof lines, and 65 doors. Now, if that doesn't intrigue you, I don't know what will. And you can go to the website cabotmuseum.org. Speaking of travel, this is not really travel, but it's, you know, it's moving. Gina Edwards and I, we're going to go hike the Coachella Preserve on Tuesday.
That'll be nice.
Have you been there?
No, I've heard a lot of great things. I've seen friends post pictures and
okay,
all that
yeah,
good stuff.
I hadn't been. I actually thought it was the Oasis on the other side over by Sky Valley, Oasis Palms, or mm-hmm. that's the name. But it's not. It's a different one. So, yeah, she talked me into it, and I said, yeah, let's go. So we're going to check it out, and I'll definitely post some pictures for you, and it should be beautiful and interesting. All right, in travel news, a judge, threatens to stop Carnival Corp ships from docking in the U.S. Miami-based Carnival has been on probation for 2 years as part of a $40 million settlement for illegally dumping oil into the ocean from its Princess Cruises ships and lying about the scheme, according to court filings. Despite this, prosecutors say ships have dumped gray water into Alaska's Glacier Bay National Park, prepared ships in advance of court-ordered audits to avoid unfavorable findings, falsified records, and dumped plastic garbage into the ocean. The company has acknowledged these incidents in court's filing. Wow. In today's day and age, I mean, before, they might have been able to get away with it, but with all the cameras and everything going on out there, this makes no sense why Carnival would even do that. So the U.S. is, they are tightening the bolts there on them and saying, look, you guys need to clean it up because that's it. I hate to even see all this stuff, illegally dumping oil into the ocean. That's terrible. Why would they do that? I don't get it. All right. Canada-UK venture is watershed moment in air traffic control. The countries have partnered to use satellite-based Aireon on the first air traffic surveillance system capable of providing real-time global coverage. So technology is definitely on the way. I mean, we keep going. All right, Delta is reducing seat recline, which is really a good thing. I'll tell you why. It's on short flights. You know the person that puts their seat mm-hmm. back no matter what?
Yep.
I mean, you think, we're going 45 minutes, do you really need to have your seat back or something? And frankly, the seats don't go back enough when you're laying in them for me to make a difference to me, but it does to the person behind you.
Yep.
So Delta plans to cut recline by 2 inches in both first class and economy on their Airbus A320 aircraft. They say this is a move to increase passenger comfort. And I think it will.
Yeah, and you make a good point about how, you know, for us who are actually sitting there, maybe it's not enough recline for us. So it kind of like, just the thought of having less of a recline makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just feeling it. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense because who wants to be going through that? If you're sitting behind somebody that's reclining for a 45-minute, yeah. hour flight, you know, from here to, like, let's say San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, right. That would not be a fun time.
So, and I don't really even think that many people are going to notice that. They might, but, yeah, I don't know. All right, United Scrap's award chart. The airline has adopted demand-based pricing for the redemption of points for award travel. There is no ceiling or floor now on that, so they do not have an awards chart anymore for United. A judge rules in favor of United in Expedia dispute. A Manhattan federal judge ruled Friday that United Airlines can begin withholding flight and pricing data from Expedia for flights that depart after September 30th when the current Expedia-United deal expires. So interesting that some of the airlines are saying, maybe we can do a better job than you. So.
I think it makes sense because, as you know, if you have a contract with somebody and it ends after the date,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense to withhold information.
That's
I mean, it doesn't sound fair to the consumer, but it's a contract.
But you can always call the airlines, and I mean, there's so much way to
Go to their website.
Yeah, go to Orbitz. Use them instead. There you go. They're going to have their special tomorrow, which we'll find out more about. All right, Saudi Arabia opens up as Red Sea Project. This is a luxury resort, gets off the ground in what many see as one of the world's most significant shifts in tourism policy. The traditionally closed kingdom is opening its borders to non-Muslim leisure travelers as construction begins on an ambitious project. So things are changing out there. And Cuba, a comeback is predicted after a decrease in stayover traffic from the U.S. in 2018. U.S. travel to Cuba this year is expected to increase, according to a recent survey of U.S. tour operators and other travel providers by the Center for Responsible Travel. So Cuba was hot, Cuba was not, and it looks like Cuba is coming back. And also, there was a list put out by the National Park System of your favorite activities at a national park, which was interesting because it was a little bit off of what order I would put all these in. I'm just going to give you what they are. And Alex, I want you to tell me what you think is number one on this list. All right. So there's photography, there's relaxing, there's seeing wildlife, camping, or hiking. What would you think would be the number one park activity in a national park?
Photography.
Oh, really? See, I thought camping. I don't know why. I just assume that you go there.
I'm of a different, you know, age, I suppose. Us millennials apparently love photography with, you know, all of our high-tech phones and whatnot.
But where do you stay? You have to camp to stay there.
You're absolutely
right.
That
was my logic, by the way. And don't give me that your age thing. So, all right. No, here it is. So, yeah, photography. You know, I saw photography, but photography everywhere we go, it's all about photography. So I just didn't really pick that as the number one. So I'll tell you, here's the order that they came in. We're going to start with five and go the other way. Number five was camping.
Okay.
Number four was relaxing. I don't see relaxing.
How does that make sense?
In a national park, because you're going to do all these things. Is that an activity? I guess so. Number three was photography.
Oh, man.
Yes. Number two was seeing wildlife.
Okay, that one makes sense.
Yeah. And number one was hiking.
That's good, though. Means people are active.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was, I don't know, for some reason, though, I thought you go to a national park because a lot of them don't have a lot of lodging. Mm-hmm. That's why I thought camping, because a lot of them just don't have the lodging. So anyway, so in the correct order, it would be hiking would be number one, seeing wildlife number two, photography number three, relaxing. I don't really relax that much in national parks, but I guess you can. Number four, and camping, number five. So maybe camping isn't as exciting as it used to be.
Yeah, apparently us millennials don't like getting dirty.
Well, you know, frankly, I'm not a big camper. I'll be honest. I like an RV or you know, if I'm going to do a tent, I want to make sure it's close to a really nice area that has showers and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want one of the air mattresses. So that's a whole other thing. Probably I'm not a real diehard camper. All right. JetBlue announces flights to London from Boston. Yes. JetBlue Airways plans to join the crowded skies between the East Coast and London. The low-cost airline, a pioneer with in-flight perks, including free live TV, trendy snacks, and speedy Wi-Fi, plans to begin flights from Boston and New York JFK in 2021. The airline is adding a long-range version of the Airbus A321 to its fleet to serve the routes, and including, as far as the jets go, the MAX 8, they have been grounded for even longer till they get all this stuff worked out with them. So that's on my end. I think that's a good. I'd rather have that happen than not. All right. United allows customers to identify as gender neutral. Passengers can now check unspecified and undisclosed for their gender when booking. MX is the box to check now. There is a box now for transgender. Or gender neutral. I think that's what they're going to call it. Gender neutral. And that would be MX.
Okay.
So I guess that means you just don't want to say what you are, or...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
It is. Identify as gender neutral. Passengers can now check unspecified and undisclosed for their gender. Well, maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. But there's a category for everything. All right, the largest U.S. airlines damaged or lost a daily average of 26 wheelchairs and scooters used by disabled passengers in December, according to a report championed by lawmakers, a lawmaker who actually lost both legs while serving in Iraq. From December 4th to December 31st, the 12 largest carriers damaged or lost 701 passengers' wheelchairs or scooters.
That's not good.
That is not good. How do you lose those? It's not like they're a little tiny suitcase or something. But now that this has come to light, the airlines are getting a lot of flack for this, so they are going to have to step it up. That is a lot, definitely. All right, and Southwest takes a $150 million hit from flight cancellations from mid-February through the end of March. Southwest expects it will have compiled about 9,400 flight cancellations due to weather, maintenance disruptions, and the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. So Southwest definitely has some troubles that they are facing right about now. Costa Rica recently announced its national decarbonization plan, which aims to fight climate change. The plan will make it one of the first countries to achieve total decarbonization by 2050. So good for Costa Rica. All right. Good for them. And I don't think we're going to get in any more stats right now because I don't like to start stories and stop them. So what we're going to do, we're going to step aside just shortly, right about now. When we come back, we should have our guests from Orbitz calling us. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So thank you so much for joining us today. All right, tax day is just about here, and it's a day that can make a lot of us cringe. But Orbitz has decided to make it a day that's going to make you smile. Joining us today is Mel Doman. She is a senior communications manager with Orbitz. Hi, Mel.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. And before we talk, I want at some point talk about your travels. I was reading some of the notes about your travel in your trailer named Elsie. We'll talk about that a little bit. But first, let's talk about Orbitz. Give us a little history of the company.
Certainly. Well, we're an online travel agency, and we've been around for over a decade. We were kind of one of those early 2000s companies that showed up and helped people plan their own travel. And we are definitely one of those sites where you can plan every aspect of your trip. So whether you want to purchase flights, a hotel stay, cruises, activities, vacation packages, which is when you would combination book all of those things together, you can do that all on Orbitz.com. And we're here to just really make that experience easy for people to get out and travel and go explore the world.
And you were basically a pioneer in the industry, the online industry of people booking their own travel. And I mean, it really, the growth in this industry, you being with the company, how long have you been with Orbitz?
I have been with Orbitz just shy of a year. So I'm pretty new to the company, but certainly have been familiar with their services. You know, as somebody who booked travel myself in the early 2000s and, you know, right throughout that dot-com boom, I certainly use these sites and sites like Orbitz to book flights. And I think most people really associate Orbitz with flights because mm-hmm. we were kind of born out of the airline industry and then really evolved and grew to offer a lot more travel services.
Well, and that's what my point where I was getting at was the evolved part, to see this industry grow and change. And really, it continues to do so at a rapid pace every single day.
Certainly. You know, I think one of the great things about an online travel agency like Orbitz is we've really kind of democratized that process of picking and choosing where you want to go and making it really easy for people. I think certainly I remember the days when you used to have to go through a travel agent to book travel, and certainly that's an option people can still do today, which mm-hmm. is great. But I really do think being able to let customers pick and choose where they want to go has been such a boon to this industry, and I think has made travel more accessible than ever before.
And folks, again, with us is Mel Doman. She is a senior communications manager with Orbitz. So Mel, let's talk about taxes make everybody nervous. Even if we're getting a refund, we still get nervous before we send it all in and get all the stuff put together. But Orbitz came up with an idea to make the day a lot more fun and to help people save money when it comes to booking travel. Tell us about the Orbitz tax-free day.
Certainly. Well, you're exactly right. Tax time is a very stressful time of year for people. In fact, we did a little bit of polling ahead of the season this year and found that 1 in 3 said they were feeling more anxious about this tax season than any other before. Mm. And certainly that's partly because we're just seeing some new tax reforms come into place this year. And so if you're somebody who's already kind of dreading filing your taxes, this year was even worse because there were more more laws and reforms and things to kind of study up on. And I think that's where the anxiety around tax really came from this year. So you're exactly right. We wanted to make it easy for people, and we didn't want to discourage people from traveling. I think if we really step back and say, why this promotion, why now, it's certainly because I think tax season shouldn't be one of those things that stops you from planning that summer trip with the family. If you're heading out this season, Memorial Day is right around the corner and you want to get going, we don't want tax season to be that thing that stands in the way. So I'll give you the high overview of how this works. You've got to go on April 15th, tomorrow, which is the tax deadline. You go to orbitz.com/tax day. And what you'll do is just book travel like you normally would. So you'll book your hotel or your flight and hotel. And when you get to checkout, look at that taxes and fees line. And that is the amount that you'll put back in your pocket when you book tomorrow on tax day. And so certainly how that happens is we refund you and our travel dollars, which we call Orbucks. And you can use those to purchase a future hotel stay. And what makes this significant is that really travel taxes and fees can be as high as 25% in certain places. So you will save a lot if you can get a trip booked on this day and put money right back in your pocket.
Well, Alex and I were talking about that during the break, and we're saying, he was adding up some tax fees. We're just some simple trips, and really it can get very, very high. So this is really a lot of fun to be able to see that you can actually almost get maybe two trips out of one, or I'm just using that, lightly, but really it's quite a savings, and it sounds like it's something that everyone should look into that's planning on booking some trips in the future.
Certainly. No, I think of it really as a fun way to vacation plan, because typically you would be doing, if you're like me, you're going to be looking at anything you can to save money on your trips and travel. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those rare occasions where you can actually maybe book some of those places that might have been a little bit further out of reach or that you might not have considered going to before, simply because you'll be able to cash in and save. So like I said, it's one of those occasions where I look at that taxes and fees line tomorrow. And what you see there is what you're going to put back in your pocket. And we've never done this promotion before, and I don't know of any OTA that's really done anything like this before. And so certainly on tax day, I think some of the hotels or airlines might run promotions. But this is rare because you can really book anywhere you want to go and save.
Well, and I'm looking at that as well. And before we get into the anywhere part, what is the time, the window for people to do all these bookings? Is it a 24-hour? Is it the entire day? Or is it 12 hours? How is that going to work?
Yes, you have all day tomorrow. So that's based on Pacific time. So do make sure that you're looking at your clocks there. But you'll have a full 24 hours to take advantage of this deal. And the great thing about it, too, is if you go to that orbitz.com/tax day, all the instructions are there. But you do not have to put in a promo code. So we make it really easy. Just make sure that you visit that page, click and book from there, and you will get refunded within 48 hours. So certainly that's money you can use to travel and anything that's coming up, and really easy. We make it very easy for you to take advantage of the deal.
All right, and folks, I have the orbitz.com link already on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise, and we'll make sure that I'm going to keep this up for you. It'll be right there on the homepage, so you know you can go over there, orbitz.com, tax day. I like the fact that you talk about this is not just within the U.S. This is not just domestic. This is international travel as well.
Certainly. I love to share some destinations where I think taxpayers can certainly save the most, and this is the fun part of the job for me. So we're recommending places like the British Virgin Islands. You can save as much as 20 to 25% when you book places like the Cayman Islands, Bermuda, Turks and Caicos. So if you're somebody who loves scuba and snorkeling, those are great places for you to go and really check that out and do some island hopping, really. I think that's the fun part. I'm also recommending going globetrotting. So some of those more exotic locales, places like Sri Lanka, India, Cambodia, if you want to explore some ancient temples or get lost in cities like that, you will certainly save over 20% when you book places like that as well. And certainly I don't want to discount places closer to home, because if you have been wanting to check off some of those bucket list destinations, a place like New York City or New Orleans, Savannah, Georgia, you're going to save 15% or more in those places too. So certainly make sure that you look closer to home, but also maybe explore some of those faraway places as well.
And remember, folks, this is orbitz.com/tax day. That's where you're going to go when you go to the orbitz.com site, and you get Orbit or bucks, or aka travel dollars that are going to be back to you, can be cashed in on future hotel stays. Now, again, I want to go over this, Mel, before we talk a little bit more about travel. This is for hotel flights. This is, has to do with all travel.
Yes. So you book your flights or hotels and flights tomorrow, and that's what you're going to really get those taxes and fees back on. And exactly as you said, Orbucks are just travel dollars. One Orbuck equals one travel dollar. Mm-hmm. And how you cash those in is on hotels. So let's say you save 20% on a booking tomorrow and you get $100 back in Orbucks. The next time you go to book a hotel, book it on Orbitz.com, apply that at checkout, and it'll basically be like getting a free night stay.
Wow, it sounds great. I mean, we could all use that, and that makes it even more fun. Because even now, if someone had, they book a trip and they're at that location, they book the trip tomorrow, and let's say they're going, I don't know, I'll just say France, because of me, Francoise. And I'm in France. Will I be able, if I want to stay an extra day or so and I have my Orbucks, will I be able to use them then?
Definitely. I love to tell people, a lot of our customers use their Orbucks to do exactly that, to extend their stay or to upgrade their stay. So certainly Orbucks are a great thing where you can, let's say you're booking a hotel in New Orleans and you've got this extra $100 from our tax day promotion. Why not think about upgrading to a suite or extending your stay an extra day? Cash that money in and use it to really just make the best of that moment and that vacation.
All right. So this is, folks, is just as simple as it sounds. Again, go to Orbitz.com/tax day. Make the most. I like the way you think, too, Mel. Just, you know, increase, upgrade your room to a suite. I like it. I like those ideas right there. But if you are traveling somewhere, you're at a destination that you just love it and you can rearrange things so you can stay a couple days and you have your Orbucks, use them and do it that way. Or just wait and use them for a completely new trip in the future. What is the deadline for the use of the Orbucks?
You must use the Orbucks within 60 days. Okay. So that does not mean that you have to travel within 60 days. It just means once you get those Orbucks in your account, within the next month or so, go and book a trip, whether it's a simple layover somewhere, a day, or a bigger vacation. And really, there's no limits on how long you have to wait, you know, but you do just have to make sure you book that trip within the next 60 days or so.
All right. Okay. And that's simple enough because a lot of people, travelers tend to know where they have their next, when their next trips are coming up, where they're going to go, where they want to go. And for those of you that are just starting out traveling, this is a great opportunity to save money and get a little bit more out of it and go to another place that you might not plan on going, had planned on going to before. So, all right. And again, that is Orbitz.com/tax day. It is that simple, and all when you go to sign up and book your trip, it's all going to be very explanatory when you're online doing it. All right, Mel, so now you have helped in the field of research for all of this tax planning and this new program that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about your own adventures in the travel world, what you did that people are going to say, wow, she did this. Yes,
certainly. So in 2015, my husband and I, we had not had the luxury of traveling a lot. Honestly, we had both been in grad school kind of back to back and had this desire to travel, but didn't necessarily have the funds. And this was right about the time when the tiny house movement was taking off. And we really had set out, we said, let's travel the lower 48. We wanted to travel the U.S. We are both from the Midwest. I'm from Nebraska, small town in Nebraska. And I wanted to explore and just kind of take an adventure. So we bought an old travel trailer off of Craigslist for $1,000. We spent a year renovating it. So on the weekends, we kind of gutted it. We stripped it down. We made it into this kind of mobile home for ourselves. And then in 2016, we spent the whole year and a little bit more, a year and change, I like to tell people, traveling the U.S. We spent 2 to 3 weeks in every single state, and then we would move on and got to explore the U.S. in a way that I think a lot of people think about for retirement maybe or later in life, but we had this unique opportunity to just get out there and explore and travel, and it certainly would not have been possible if we hadn't been able to kind of DIY it a little bit and get in on that movement. But we were really, really lucky, like I said, that we kind of hit the front end of the tiny house movement, and so we really were featured on HGTV's Tiny House Hunters. We wrote articles the whole time that we were out traveling about what it's like to live in our trailer because it was quite tiny. It was only 120 square feet.
Wow. So we see it kind of glamorized on television, these tiny homes. They do try to make it look maybe that it's even more comfortable than it might be. So is it? Can you make them where they are very comfortable, Mel?
Certainly. I tell people, you know, you'd be very surprised what you can get used to. Mm-hmm. And 100 square feet or 120 square feet, like Elsie, our trailer is, a lot of people said, how did you do it? Because we didn't just do it alone. We did it with our 80-pound golden doodle as well. So certainly it was kind of like three of us crammed into this trailer. But I think what people really forget is when you're out traveling like this, you're not really holing up inside the trailer. You're out exploring. You're meeting people. You're working in coffee shops and cafes. You're going on mini adventures in all of these different places where you can go. And so we never felt limited by the space. Certainly it is tiny and small, but like I said, you really adjust to that lifestyle quite easily. You know, we had a kitchen, we had a bathroom, we had closet space. Our bed turned into a dinette, so we had a dinner table when we wanted it. We cooked a lot of meals inside the trailer, which I think shocked a lot of people. And we did that mostly because we wanted to keep somewhat of a normal routine. You know, mm-hmm. if anyone's traveled a lot for work or other things, you know how kind of out of sorts you can get when you're eating out all the time yeah. and you're kind of have a not so normal schedule. We really normalized it as much as we could. And I think that's really what made it feel like home. And honestly, to this day, I still consider it our first real home together because we lived in it for so long. And anytime we go back to it, it's kind of like just getting right back into rhythm. It's very easy for us.
Well, how exciting. Do you still have Elsie?
We do. You know, we love Elsie. We have no intentions of getting rid of her, even though when we got done with the trip, lots of people asked us if we would sell her. And we said, no. We like to hang on to Elsie because we would love to be able to do the trip again later if and when that opportunity becomes available to us. And quite honestly, I think it would be so fun to be able to even make short trips out of it. You know, now that we have this set up, we can certainly travel for a long weekend or even take a month off and maybe go explore someplace.
Well, how exciting. That's everybody's dream, by the way. So, and you're living it, you've lived it before, you're going to do it again. You're working in the travel industry. I mean, it sounds like all is well on your end. So, Mel, one more time, give everybody a little heads up about the Orbitz.com tax day happening tomorrow. What do they need to do?
You got to visit Orbitz.com/tax day and book to get that those travel taxes and fees right back. And you can use it for future travel.
And that's that simple. Mel, thanks so much for joining us. We'd love to have you on the show again at a future date to talk about more things that are happening with Orbitz.
Well, thank you so much. Great to be here.
All right. Okay. You have a good one. All right, folks. Again, it is orbitz.com/tax day. Book tomorrow. Take advantage of all that they are offering. Like I say, you could get a little bit more out of your trip. In fact, probably a lot more because we know how high our taxes are rising, yes, and how much you can save. So do that again. It is orbitz.com/tax day. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some other travel news. ACT just put out some more travel news, another trip coming up that you might want to hear about, and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on... Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with France down at Francoise. As we wind down this hour of the show, this segment is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. Right now, Animal Samaritans is looking for bottle baby foster parents are needed for kittens out there. So if you want to help out with the kittens, go to animalsamaritans.org. If you want to bottle feed the foster babies out there, which I'm sure there are quite a few of them, they are looking for your help. They need your help. You must be 21 years of age and older. So Animal Samaritans has 3 locations to serve you, and they do such an amazing job over there. And their website is animalsamaritans.org, or you can give them a call at 760-343-3477. And yes, who doesn't want to bottle feed baby kittens? I mean, how cute is that? Yeah.
Or they could just bring them here.
Yeah, we're going to do that. You're going to do it during the
yeah.
show? Okay.
I could run board and feed some babies.
And feed some babies. I know. They're so cute. It's like all the little baby ducks out there. In fact, I took a video of snow geese. There was they had 3 little babies, which are not little compared to the baby ducks. These are about the size of a baby duck that's been around for a month or so, or a couple months. Anyway, yesterday the dad or mom was in front, one was in back, and the kids were out goofing around. All of a sudden, it's like mom called them because they just all 3 go running up to her from all over the place. It was really cute. Yeah. So baby kittens would be just the same. Okay, ACT Adult Customized Tours. They have a Royal Caribbean Cruise special going on, a 15-day Holy Land Cruise, October 23rd through November 6th. This just came out. It is $16.95, 3 full days in Israel, overnight in Rome, Cyprus, plus Cyprus, Turkey, Athens, and Naples, and along the Amalfi Coast. So this is a unique trip. You can sign up for that right now. They also have their Mediterranean Rhapsody trip, September 27th through October 6th. We are all meeting, all of us going to Mount Rushmore. We're meeting next Saturday afternoon to go over our specifics. It's going to be a pretty fun, easy trip. I'm hoping the blizzard is gone by then.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I know. When we get a blizzard in April like that, I mean, the snowfall. So, anyway, for more information about these trips and all the other trips that Adult Customized Tours has, ACT, you can go to their website, act-tours.com, or give them a call at 760-322-1247. They have a lot of great things coming up. Also, whale watching. They're still, I follow Dana Wharf whale watching all the time, and I post some videos on Traveling with Francoise on the Facebook page, and they are still seeing whales out there going back home, going up north, but with all these warmer waters everywhere, the whales don't seem that much in a hurry. They're just kind of taking their time, and there's tons of food this season out there. There's a lot of food along our California coastline, so you might want to go over to danawharf.com and book yourself a whale watching trip. I know I have one up for grabs on the contest page of Traveling with Francoise. I'll get some more contests up there, but you might win one instead. But it's danawharf.com. And Borrego Springs, they still have some wildflowers out there. You might want to go and book your flower package at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Play some golf. The golf course is beautiful. They have the spa. They have Arches Restaurant. So definitely check out the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa when you're out in Borrego Springs. Busy season for all the folks in Borrego Springs because of all the wildflowers. And definitely just the beautiful weather we're having. I mean, this weather for the desert has been very, very nice. And we'll take it. It would be nice if we could just stay in the 90s all through summer. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great. And maybe a little bit less wind.
We have winds. I don't know if they're even stronger or not stronger. Every year we have winds, so I don't know. It just seems like I'm going to quit washing the patio off and cleaning it, because every time I do that night, all this wind comes along, and for some reason I just don't like a dusty, dirty patio.
I don't think you're the only one.
Yeah, I know. But there's some people who don't. Yeah. They don't care though.
Yeah, some people, you know, because they probably figure, you know what, we're going to wash it today, and tonight it's going to be dirty again.
I don't know, but I don't want to go out there and sit when it's dusty and dirty. So, anyway, that's it. That's the deal with me. All right, what are we doing? Next week, we are off the air for Easter, and then we'll be back with a new show at the end of April. It'll be the last weekend in April already. And then it will be May, and then who knows where we'll be. I have no idea. We're traveling with Francoise. It's going to go yet. Alex and I, we don't know yet, but we'll be out there somewhere. We will figure it out. We will be somewhere, whether it's going to be a streaming live show on the internet where you can listen to the podcast or hook up with us live, because I do want to keep the live going for those of you out there. But you need to watch that website, Traveling with Francoise, and I will keep you updated there. But we will be back at the end of April. So everyone have a wonderful Easter out there. And have a good one. And remember, as always, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.